Well, as we bound enthusiastically into the month of November, we need to be aware of a common issue, danger, here in the Northland. If you're new to the area, this is something we kind of want to give you a little heads up about. If you're not new to the area, we just want to remind you. On the phone this morning is Sergeant Neil Dickinson with the State Patrol, and he's parked safely by the side of the road. Hey, Sergeant Dickinson, good morning.
Good morning.
So we need to start worrying about deer leaping out in front of our vehicles again. And can you tell us what the most dangerous time of the year generally is for deer car collisions? And there's even a most dangerous time of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Usually, you know, right around this time in the fall when, you know, the weather starts to cool down, we see an increase in car deer crashes. And around the times that traditionally we're seeing most of the crashes is from 6 to 9 p.m. in the evening when the sun goes down. That's when the deer seem to be the most active and they're out moving. And you know, with deer, they're so unpredictable on the roads. You don't know exactly what they're going to do, if they're going to run out in front of you, if they're going to run into the woods. This time of year, very dangerous, and just be aware that they're out there, and avoid the distractions and use high beams whenever you have the opportunity to. And that'll hopefully decrease your chances of hitting a deer.
I'm probably one of the few people who ever had a deer hit me. I was actually stopped, and a deer just kind of went biff right into the van.
Yeah, that happened to me a few years ago with my squad car, actually. I had one run into the side of me. And our recommendations is, look in if that happens, or if you happen to strike a deer, if the animal's still alive, obviously call 911 and we're going to dispatch a law enforcement officer out there to look at the deer and possibly dispatch it if it's injured. As far as damage goes too, we don't write crash reports for our State Patrol policy, but we do take an event number. So if you happen to hit one and you sustain some damage, call 911 and what we'll do is record that. And if your insurance company has any information, they can contact us and get that event number, and it shows the time and date and location.
Let me backtrack just a second. One of the most useful pieces of advice I have ever heard is that if you see a deer cross the road, wait for the next one, or at least
absolutely.
Two or three, because frequently there are more than one.
Yes, absolutely. If you do see one, and a lot of times they're hard to see, they might be in the woods or in the ditch, and if you happen to see one, slow down. If you're in an area, you can use your bright lights, and again, watch for a couple more that might be following the first one.
Now, let's get back to the jolly topic of insurance. First, maybe you or your vehicle sustains an injury because of a collision, a deer-car collision. Maybe the deer sustains an injury. The insult comes then when you get in touch with your car insurance, and your car insurance may or may not tell you that you're covered. What do you need to check for if you live in an area where there's a pretty good chance that you may see a lot of deer at this time of year?
Yeah, my recommendation is to contact your insurance agent or insurance company and run those questions by them, for instance, if you do happen to hit a deer, you can run that scenario by your agent and ask them what's covered and what's not. And, they can make sure that your deductible and, the amount they're going to cover on that vehicle. So that's a good opportunity to contact your insurance agent and actually, run that scenario by them and find out.
Now, is it kind of a general rule of thumb that you need to have comprehensive insurance or it's not going to be covered?
Well, it like I said, it all depends on different insurance companies.
Right.
Like I said, the best recommendation is to contact your insurance agent and they can actually run that by you and maybe make suggestions on what kind of coverage that you do need on your vehicle.
Okay. Now, this is an interesting little tidbit of information that came from insurance agencies. If you swerve to miss the deer and you hit a tree, you'll be covered because chances are your policy covers you hitting an inanimate object. But if you hit the deer, which is alive, you may not be covered.
Right. And, I don't know for sure exactly what's covered. And I'm sure some insurance companies are different on how, what kind of coverage that they have. But, you know, with that being said, we are trying to get that message out is don't swerve for a deer, especially at a high speed. You're on a highway or freeway type of setting. And I've seen it personally where, you know, somebody has swerved to avoid an object or an animal in the roadway and it ended up rolling over or entering the other lane of traffic and causing a serious injury, type of crash or fatality. So our recommendation with the State Patrol is don't swerve to avoid a deer. Slow down as fast as you can and I guess take your chances of staying in your lane.
Exactly. And get in touch with the insurance agent. Don't worry about trying to solve it at that point. Sergeant
Absolutely.
Dickinson, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Always great to talk with you.
Thanks for having me.
Sergeant Neil Dickinson of the Minnesota Highway Patrol, our guest this morning on Northland Morning.